Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone on the line tonight and everyone listening to the radio show. Today is certainly a big night. Today is election day here in America, and they're voting. People from all over are voting for both Hillary and Donald Trump. They're at this point are locked in a dead heat battle to see who's going to be the next president of the United States of America. This is so interesting and so exciting. I want to welcome everyone to the Punch TV Studios radio show, in which we talk about, I guess, almost anything that's on our mind as it relates to television production, movie making, film finance, movie finance, and just... And for the most part, we've been talking about launching our IPO, and our IPO is really off the ground right now. And people from all across the United States are loving Punch, you know. And one thing I do like about Punch is, you know, there's a red Punch and a blue Punch, just like in the red and blue states. There's red and blue Punch. There's a Punch in almost every flavor of America. Every culture in the world, there's some form of Punch. So tonight we're awfully excited to have our wonderful co-host on here with us, and she's an awesome person in her own right, and tonight's going to be an exciting and tremendous show. I always start off by talking about Punch TV Studios and our IPO, in which we are selling stock all over the country at $1 a share. We are only one a few companies that have been authorized this year to sell stock in our company. We are the only company doing an IPO that is reaching out to the community directly across America, around the world, and saying, hey, you have an opportunity to be a part owner of Punch TV Studios. And Punch TV Studios is developing television shows and movies that we're going to license to TV networks and movie and video platforms all over the world. And we are just humming away at what we're doing. So we wanted to do this radio show so that people would have an opportunity to, so that folks would have an opportunity to talk to us and express their views and their ideas and be a part of the Punch TV movement, which is so exciting. And it's just really exciting to be at the catalyst of this. We are groundbreaking. We are breaking ground, and we are doing some amazing, absolutely, absolutely amazing things. So let's see if Sharifa, are you there this evening?
Yes, Mr. Collins, I am here today. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. How are you feeling about the elections tonight?
I'm excited. I feel like I'm at a horse race. You know what I mean? They're neck to neck. You don't know who's going to win. One minute she's up, one minute he's up. So I'm just excited. This has been overall one of the most exciting, one of the most controversial presidential elections that I have ever seen in my 40 years. So I am loving it. I want to thank you for the opportunity again to co-host the show. It's an exciting show. We had a wonderful time yesterday. We had so many guests call in that we literally ran out of time.
We had a lot of people call in yesterday. We ran out of time. We had a lot of people yesterday, and it was just really awesome. And tonight I anticipated being sort of the same thing. Just people are really excited about Punch, and they're excited about our movement, and they're excited about the catalyst of what we're doing. One of the things I like to talk about is that people, for the most part, are really now beginning to understand how powerful this is that we are doing. launching an IPO and having people buy stock in our company, this really positions us to do great things. It really allows us to open up doors and create a business and build a company that we really believe in and that our team, the Punch TV team, Punch TV Studios team, and everybody affiliated with Punch is really excited about. Our entire staff is really excited about what we're doing, and it's just so awesome. It's just so awesome. And so we have guests that are going to be on the line with us here tonight. I'm so excited to have a beautiful spirit on the line. Eve Mandisa is on with us. And Eve, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, super funky fantastic.
Did you say super funky fantastic?
Yes, sir.
Did you say super funky fantastic?
I sure did.
I'm gonna use that now. I just love that. That's my new phrase. I'm feeling super funky fantastic. I like it.
I live in the city of Jimi Hendrix, and you know, so that's kind of his vibe.
Yeah, super funky fantastic. What city is that for those that don't know where Jimi Hendrix is?
Seattle, Washington. Yeah.
Seattle, Washington. Oh, the West. I love Seattle, Washington. It's just so beautiful up there. So many trees.
Oh, yes.
You guys got the best air. Have you been to Mount Shasta, which is not far from Seattle? Have you been up in that region?
Well, Mount Shasta is actually in the top of California. We have Mount Rainier,
right?
Mount Rainier here. And you can just drive down the interstate, and it takes up the whole interstate. It's so beautiful. It'd be like 80 degrees, and you see this mountain full of snow. It's just gorgeous. And then, you know, the ocean, the dolphins, and the whales. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We want to send that spiritual energy to Punch TV.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We need all of the spiritual positive energy that we can get and we can use. What do you think about Punch TV and what we're doing?
Well, as an actor and a producer, I just see a treasure chest of potential. There's so many people out here in Seattle doing independent projects, and you know, there's really no place, no outlet for it because Seattle is just now emerging in the market. They say that we're going to have a soundstage built here within the next 3 to 4 years, and we'll be competitive with New York within the next 5 years. So we're doing a lot of production out here, and I just see TV, you know, just being an opportunity to expand up the coast.
Wow. Now there in Seattle, do they have tax credits and all that things, like a lot of states and things like that now are offering tax credits?
The thing, you know, that was a big obstacle. That was a big obstacle. So a lot of our film went to Vancouver back in the
90s.
But the artists, especially the music industry, has you know, catapulted so much. It's helped the acting industry. So we've been putting pressure on the film industry here, and we really do think that they're going to move towards those tax credits. And that's why some investors got together and decided that they were going to go ahead and build the major soundstage out here in the next few years.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's really, really wonderful. You need those tax credits in order to build an infrastructure and really build a thriving business. I mean, here even in California, a lot of California productions and things left to go to places like Vancouver, Canada, and down in Atlanta and down in other places like that, so that they can take advantage of the tax credits. And so I'm hoping that more and more states and film places do get the news that, hey, you need to do this to generate business and bring business back to your town or bring business to your town. And I just think that which is something that needs to be done. Now, how do you feel about this election going on right now? Because that's the big topic really tonight. Even bigger than Punch, I think, tonight is this election. How do you feel about it? What's going on?
Well, I'm, you know, taking it to the spiritual level, and my concern is the healing that needs to take place afterwards, because this has destroyed families and friendships, and it just really breaks my heart, because our country is better than this. Mm-hmm. And you know, my biggest thing is there's bad things on both sides, but at the end of the day, the American people, we're the ones that are responsible. You know, we're the ones that are important. And what people don't understand is, if they're not involved in their local politics, see, I've been in politics for 20 years. I work with Nader. I've worked with the Green Party, all kinds of people all over the country. And my biggest issue is that people get so caught up in this national fever election, and they ignore what's going on in their backyard. And my contention has always been, had you got your own politicians in check in your own backyard, they wouldn't have made it all the way to Congress, because you would have called them on their crap when they were in your own backyard. You wouldn't have waited till they went to Congress, and now they're making the whole country miserable and the whole world miserable based on their policies. So I really, my objective is to help people learn how to do local organizing and local community politics, so that they can begin to vet their politicians when they're right there in their own backyard, because we really need to bring ethics back to politics.
How do you think that can be done? I mean, we even hear that in the entertainment business, that we've got to bring ethics
right.
and things
right.
like that back into the entertainment. How do you really see something like that being done?
I think it's with any relationship. I think we look at this as the government and not as people. There's no such thing as the government. It's people. And because I've been in politics, there are some good people in there, some sincere people in there. But we paint politicians with a broad brush. But when you get the opportunity, when you're going to these city council meetings and county council meetings and school board meetings, you get a chance to build relationship with people, and you get to find common ground. And then the politicians have the support. The problem is, a lot of these politicians don't have the support of the public, because the public's too busy trying to survive and work and take care of their kids. So they're like, oh, I can't worry about what's going on with the school board. I got to feed my kids. So, you know, it's a lot of work to do. It's not going to happen overnight. But I think being aware of the fact that we have to take back the responsibility for building one-on-one human relationships, and begin to look at these people not as the government, but as people that have hearts and minds that can be influenced. I've seen it done. I've worked with some beautiful people in politics.
That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful that you're saying that. Sri, would you like to weigh in on that? She laughs on me.
I was speechless. I was caught off the guard there for a minute. You know, because I know E. Mandisa is powerful. I've seen her work. I've seen her talk. I've seen her move. And it's so funny, because if you meet E. Mandisa in person, she's this real kind of small, thin woman. And then she opens her mouth, and you're like, wow, where did all this power come from? You know, and she is just a very connected, very informed individual. So I love to hear her speak. That's why I wanted to make sure she was a guest on the show. And she is one of those people that, when I look at, they're actively moving in the community, actively creating groups, actively creating opportunities. She is a true activist. So for her to be a part of Punch TV, or to be a part of the conversation, I think that is truly amazing.
Well, thank you. I love you too.
I 100% agree with that. And we have, I guess we're going to take a break in just a couple minutes. We have a couple more people. Go ahead. We have a few more people that's on the line here tonight, and we want to try to give everybody an opportunity to kind of get their voice there. We're just going to have a party here on the radio tonight, and it's going to be just super duper exciting. As I am all, I think I'm the most exciting person in the world right now, because of the things that are going on with Punch TV Studios and what we're doing, and I'm just amazed every day. It's just absolutely, totally amazing. And so I think we're going to go to break right quick, and we're going to come back from break, and we're going to talk to a few of our other friends from, I don't know, they're from a whole other state and everywhere.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabooki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabooki?
I love that commercial, the Unabuki. I love Unabuki. I was up here, Unabuki. The Unabuki. I speak for the Unabuki today.
I did Unabuki today, actually. I did Unabuki today.
How many times today did you Unabuki?
I mean, I only Unabuki once. Imandisa, the Unabuki?
I'm sorry, sweetie, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, do you Nabooki?
Do I do what?
Did you Nabooki today?
Nabooki.
Oh, no.
She doesn't know. She doesn't Nabooki. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, we want you to Nabooki. We want you to Nabooki. So visit Nabooki.com and get your Nabooki on. And who do we have on the line right now?
We have the infamous Daryl Gregg and Mr. Solomon Battle. We also have some people listening into the call. If you have a comment, if you have a question and want to be a part of the conversation, please press 1. If not, Mr. Gregg, how are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous. I am doing great. How about yourself?
We are excellent, excellent. Thank you.
So, yes. Daryl, we got to ask you a question. We don't want to put you on the spot, but we do want to ask you this question. Do you Nabooki? We're just asking.
I'm Nabooki every day. I mean, you know, I just can't get enough of it. You know, this is amazing. You know, I mean, I Nabooki at least about 15 times a day.
Yeah. Well, Imandisa is still trying to figure it out. But how are you doing today, Gregg? How's your day going? What's happening in your world?
Oh, nothing much, man. I was just getting ready to put together a piece that I was working on. I was working on one of the movies that we're working on. So I'm just here in Rockford, Illinois. You know, it's about to get cold out here. That's one of the things it's about to do. And the snow about to come within 15 days. So I'm trying to make sure I stay warm. I make sure I got some food in the refrigerator because, you know, the first couple of weeks, everybody is, you know, trying to get used to the temperature. So I'm just relaxing right now.
So what do you do to stay warm?
Well, they got
the
bookie, things called
the
bookie, long johns.
You're
in the bookie. Yeah, you're in the bookie, you know. You get you a cup of coffee and you're in the bookie, you know. You turn the TV off, turn all the other things off, and you're just in the bookie. That's basically what you do.
And you're
in the
bookie. All right. Nabooki.com. All right. You got in the bookie. You got in the bookie. So how do you feel about Punch TV and what we've done? You were actually at one of our events here in California when we did our official launch of our IPO. What was that experience like for you?
Well, the thing is, it was a great experience because it was a plateau in my life. You know, just being a part of something so phenomenal, to be a part of something that's at the ground floor, have the opportunity to be a part of Punch TV Studios. I mean, this is like, you know, a dream actually come true for me and the people that's surrounded by me. And so this is what I'm able to do. The last time I heard you on the radio, I took one of your lines and I had to keep that with me. I said, I want to dream so hard that other people's dreams come true. And that I'm just going to remember that for the rest of my life. So
it was my dream to make it there.
And I brought some of my people that were dreaming with me. So we all was a part of that.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, wonderful. Yeah. It was a wonderful, magical day. I thought that was a really wonderful. I thought it was a magical day, and I don't think it would have been the same without the, without you're there along with your partners in crime, which I think I hear him on the line right now. I think I heard Yes, Grant. That sounds like Grant. I thought I heard Grant on the line at your Partners in Crime.
That's me.
You hear me, Solomon.
And then I hear Solomon. There you go. There you go. There you go. So
we had a great time.
Was it what you guys were expecting? Was it a little more than what you expected? Or what did you think?
Well, I think myself, it was a whole lot more than what we expected, because we actually got a chance to film, you know, film along with Punch TV Studios and be a big part of actually, you know, doing the photography and the film for that event. So it was great. It was great. It was just what we, you know, it was a little more than what we expected, really. Yes.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what do you think about our vision and what we're trying to do, what we're doing at Punch to bring this into fruition?
Actually,
go ahead, Grant.
I would say it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone that's involved with Punch TV. I myself am from California. I've been in Illinois now going on 19 years, which I've had a pleasure of working with Daryl for approximately going on 11, and the Solomon Battle. We've had a very, very successful time here, and the experience of coming out there back to California after being away for almost 19 years and working with Joseph, Colin, you, and being there with Daryl and Solomon was probably one of the most wonderful experiences I've had in many years, you know, like at least over 19, because of the fact that I had a chance to be back home again, be with the great team that I've been working with here in Rockford, and having the wonderful experience of actually working there and being a part of Punch TV with Joseph and Solomon in Battle. This is Daryl Gregg. Also, it's been just overwhelming for me because I love California, but then, you know, like meeting personally with Joseph and being there at Punch TV, to me, it was probably the greatest experience I've had in my lifetime. So I can't ever say that I've enjoyed anything as much as being back home and
right.
opportunity to work with Punch TV, Joseph there. It was just a great experience all the way around. I've got a great team here.
It's nothing like California. I'm just tell you, it's nothing like California. It's about to be winter here in California, too, so that means that the weather's going to get down to about
65,
70 degrees.
Right.
We ain't going to see no snow.
Below zero.
You know, we ain't going to go nowhere below zero. That we can't drive in the snow. People in California, you can't drive. People in California can't drive in the snow, so we ain't going below zero.
Since I've been here, I think every year I've been in a ditch when it came to the snow.
Yeah, people in California.
But I still,
if we had a snowstorm in California, if we had a snowstorm in Los Angeles and California, if we had a snowstorm, everybody would be buying new cars next year. I'm just telling you, we can't drive in the snow.
I can believe it.
We totally could not drive in the snow. So let me know, guys, how difficult is it for filmmakers in Illinois or in Rockford, Illinois? You know, how difficult is it there for that?
Well, let me answer that one there. It's very difficult because, you know, we come from a time where there's no outlet. And, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, you can make a film and there's nowhere to take it to. So just having to be a part of something where you can say, hey, I just finished this blockbuster movie. Now I can just fly right over to Punch TV Studios and present it. And, you know, and we have so many filmmakers here that's in our area that has no outlet. So basically, you know, we could be like one of the driving forces of making people wealthy and changing lives around here and just giving them a platform to put their stories out. And that's what I love about it, because there is no person we can go to here in my city to present a movie to, you know?
Yeah, I understand that totally. I totally understand that. Totally.
This is like the best thing. It's the best thing since sliced bread.
I think that Emandisa was saying the same thing in Seattle, Washington. There's so much talent, and the system is not designed to embrace, you know, people like us who are entrepreneurial in our spirit and who are filmmakers and who want to tell their stories. Who want to tell their stories. And we've got to get these stories out of here. We've got to get these stories made. And that's one of the things that Punch TV Studios is dedicated to. We're dedicated to making movies about people's lives and about stories that ordinarily would never get told. And then making those stories in such a way in which they're financially viable so that we can do it over and over and over again. And they're still creative and they're wonderful stories. And to us, mm-hmm. that is just like a win-win all the way around for everyone. That's the way we feel about it. And that's why I have
that's
a passion.
Great.
You know, I have a real passion
for
this.
That is so true. That is so, so very true. I know I myself have been blessed to have met Daryl Gregg and worked with him for past.
Now you say you found him at the post office. You say you found him on that sign at the post office. What did you say?
He was on that sign.
He's on that sign at the post office that said wanted.
He was doing a Morris Day song. He was doing a Morris Day song, and I'll tell you, he had the bird, and I had to leave the two cameras I was operating and jump on the floor and start doing the bird with him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
God,
he had me out there. I had to get out there.
Doing the bird.
I got out there on the day.
All right, that's enough about me. Y'all don't have to put me all out there. Let everybody all over the world know I do the bird.
I said,
you got to do this one time, Jay. You got to squawk for us, Jay. You got to squawk one time. Come on now. You can do it.
There you go.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, but I think I have so much talent. I have actually put so much talent in me that, you know, I call myself a chameleon of talent, because I can basically almost do anything. And that's one thing about me. If I can see it, I can do it. You know, I've been self-educated with a lot of things that I learned. So, you know, it's just so good to be able to have the talent that I have. So I'm kind of like an unstoppable, but I'm not a big-headed person. I kind of stay humble what I do, and I just enjoy the work that I do and the gift that I give to the people of entertainment, on film, singing, or whatever I do. I just love it. And just to be able to now be able to create the movies that I got, it's going to be great. Matter of fact, I got this movie I want to tell you now I got. Can I pitch one to you?
Not yet. We're going to go to break in just a minute here. When we come back, we're going to hear about this movie that you're talking about. This happens to me all the time. Everywhere I go, somebody's always trying to pitch a movie or pitch a show.
Right.
Or pitch a thing. Everywhere I go, it happens all the time. So when we come back, we're going to hear the Daryl Gregg pitch of his new movie. And And we're gonna see how that hear how that sounds.
Can we vote on it? Can we vote on it? Is this gonna be that ticket or?
You want to vote?
That's
or you
want to
vote?
Do I still have email?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's just how many squawks? Squawks up or squawks down?
No, because it's squawks.
We're going to do squawks. Is that a double squawk or a one squawk? Is that a no squawk? How about that? So we're going to do the no squawk. The no squawk means it's horrible. A one squawk means it's measurable. And a two squawk means it's great. Can we do that? Two squawks means it's great.
One squawk, no squawk.
That's no squawk. So, okay. All right, so that's
good. There, you got 30 seconds.
You put yourself on the hot seat. You know, you put yourself there. I told you, shouldn't have did it. But since you're there now, we're gonna see how it rolls and.
All right, and
see what happens. We'll be right back.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas, but do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All right.
Do
so you can join
Nabuki?
The film.
Yes,
sorry,
I was excited. Oh, yeah.
Unibuki. Now, Grant is 100 years old. And and Grant,
an old
just,
man.
I know Grant's 100 years old. And Grant, I want to ask a 100-year-old man this one question. Grant, do you Unibuki?
I try to do Pookie. I try to do the spaghetti legs. So when I'm on the dance floor, they call me spaghetti legs because the legs are so loose, they wiggle wobble.
But when I'm on the dance floor,
I be thinking I'm going to fall down, but somehow or another, God keeps the legs moving.
All right. So we just tell people to visit us at Nabuki.com. Create a group, join a group at Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com. And on there, you can follow us. If you want to see what we're doing at Punch TV Studios, I post on Nabuki. And then I share it to Facebook and other places. But I always start out, I try to Nabuki every day, at least 3-4 times a day. And so we constantly have stuff happening on Nabuki. And if you want to follow what we're doing, see the new TV stations that we've launched. In the last few weeks, we've launched. We began broadcasting on 3 new TV stations, one in Houston, Texas, one in Jacksonville, Florida, one in Columbus, Ohio. So those have been the last few stations that were launched. We're preparing to launch right now in Beaumont, Texas, so that's pretty exciting. And just today and tomorrow is going to be really, really exciting. We launched our first national radio campaign across the entire nation, reaching 3 million homes all over, 3 million people all across the nation. We launched our radio campaign promoting the Punch TV Studios IPO. And one of the things that we're doing with the IPO is that we're raising $50 million, and it's going very well. And we're going to use that money to fund producers and directors to get these projects off the ground, and then to do these projects in such a creative way that are also we can be financially well for all of our stockholders. And it's really good because we're creating this opportunity for stockholders that never existed before, and that we've brought IPO from Wall Street down to Main Street, and we've brought it down to our community so that our community can have an opportunity to invest in the IPO and be a part of an IPO, which has actually rarely happened in America. As a matter of fact, even on the New York Stock Exchange right now, there's never been a African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. And Punch TV Studios is vying to be that first company. And even on Wall Street today, there are less than 5 publicly traded African American owned companies, and that's it's a miraculous thing. And so they kept us out of access to capital, and without having the capital, it's very difficult sometimes to really explore putting your ideas out there and explore making your dreams come together, because you just lack the capital to do it. And we're planning, if this is successful, when this is successful, and working with our shareholders, we're planning towards the third quarter of next year to market cap Punch TV Studios slightly over $20 billion. So we'll have a company that's worth $20 billion. And that's going to really position us to really take a look at other companies that we might want to buy. It'll really position us to really tell a lot of phenomenal stories and really do some great things and open up doors and create new jobs in our community. And every job in entertainment is not in front of the camera. There are a lot of jobs behind the camera, you know, such as in marketing, publicity, accounting, line work, cameramen, directors, producers, writers, creators, makeup artists, hair, food. People don't think about when you shoot a movie, it costs a lot to feed people. Actually, you could almost shoot a movie for free if you could feed everybody, because feeding people on a set is like so important. It truly, truly is. So these are the kinds of things that at Punch TV Studios, we're positioning our company to be in that way, to do the things that we're doing. So we got Joe Gregg on the phone tonight, who is a big Punch TV supporter. Thank God for Joe Gregg. And I believe that God put Joe Gregg in my life for his support and for his understanding as a filmmaker. And so he wants to pitch his show tonight. So are we ready to hear this pitch for Joe Gregg? I'm not trying to put pressure on him. You know, I'm trying to give him time to put all of his thoughts and everything together, and I'm not trying to put pressure on him to really do a phenomenal pitch on this and show other filmmakers what it's like to pitch in front of the CEO, not just the thing of development. He's actually pitching in front of the CEO of Punch TV Studios. You know, this is something that development is supposed to do, but he's got me right now doing this. So here we go. And so we're all here, and we're going to all vote. And what did we say the vote was going to be like?
No squawks, one squawk, two squawks. So we're going to listen to the pitch. Hopefully
we're
going
to
take a couple minutes. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to think about it, and we're going to come back, and we're going to vote. We're going to tell Daryl Gregg if what he's pitching is something that we think is worthy of two squawks.
All right, Jeff. And here you go, Daryl. You got, let me see, how many minutes are we going to give Daryl Gregg to pitch to see if he's got the thing? Give me a time frame. How long are we going to give him to pitch? So Joe, we're going to have to do you as if you were walking in the Punch TV Studios office and you came in there with your briefcase in your hand and you're ready to pitch this show. And so here you go. So we're going to give you 3.5 minutes. Is that enough time?
Drum roll, please.
All right. Are we ready?
Okay, he already blew it. All right, let's go to the next subject matter.
All right. Hey, how you doing? Excuse me. My name is Mr. Daryl Gregg. I am a filmmaker from Rockford, Illinois. I have this great film that will be great for your company. Now, this movie is called Won't Move Out the Haunted House. And what it's all about, it's about two guys who buy a house, and they didn't know it was haunted till they bought the house. And so what happened is they bought the house, and all of a sudden, this ghost came out, and they tried to hunt them. And basically, they tried to scare the guys out the house, but the guys were so broke because they was broke before they bought the house that wouldn't nobody else let them in. And they just got kicked out, so that's why they bought the house. So the ghosts come in and try to scare them. And so since the guys were so broke, they wasn't moving out the haunted house. So So the ghost said, man, I'm tired of these guys. They won't move out the house. So guess what? The ghost go back and get all the old ghosts. He go get Dracula. But this is a comedy. So now when Dracula come, Dracula has no teeth in his mouth. So he's trying to bite him and everything. He has no teeth in his mouth. And then what happened was the guy find out Dracula was a diabetic. You know, how you find out a diabetic Dracula? So the guy killed Dracula with candy bars. He started throwing candy bars in his mouth, and he just died. He exploded because he's a diabetic. He said, oh, he killed Dracula. So now he goes to get Frankenstein. Frankenstein, he comes out, but he's real fat. He looked like Buddha and stuff like that. I said, where did he get all these parts from? They must have made him from Buddha's spare parts. So they couldn't get Buddha. So they go and get the shocker. So what happened is they get the like the gun that the police use, the shocking gun. So they stick him in the arm and they kill Frankenstein. So he explode and everything. And then they go get the mummy. So the mummy come out wrapped up in pink wrap, you know, because all the ghosts is, this is a comedy. So all the ghosts is all jacked up and he got pharynges on. And so they pull him off, pull all the fringes. Then he turned into the Invisible Man. And so, basically, you know, everybody's trying to get out the house, and they won't let them out. So what happened is the ghosts, the guys get tired of the ghosts trying to get them kicked out the house, so they go to the witch doctor. So they give the witch doctor, give them this half-dead medicine. So now the guy is half-dead. He's in the spirit realm hunting the ghosts because they try to lock him down in the spirit world so he won't come back to the house and hunt them. So what happens is they find this one ghost knows the ghost how he died. So what happened was he died because of his wife and everything. So they go and get his wife from this other spirit part of the world, and they calm the ghost down, and he's back with his wife because his wife treated him bad, and that's he stayed in the spirit world, and they relieve themselves from the ghost. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you. Okay. We have to think about that one for a minute. We're going to have to mull that over. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back. We're going to repeat the voting scale, and then we're going to give you the two squawk, the one squawk, or the no squawk.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabooki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabooki?
All right, so yeah. Now we're back. So now we're back, and
we're back.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and lay out the rules again, Sheepa.
I done forgot what all the qualifications are. I know it's a two of one and a no.
Well, I win.
I don't remember what the difference between one squawk and two squawks, but I'm going to go ahead and vote. I'm going to go in and step in the arena, and I'm going to get my vote first. So I think I'm a little biased because I love me some Daryl Gregg. Okay. So, but the main reason why I think this would be a good show is because I always watch these movies, and the people buy the house, the ghost comes, and the next day they move out. I'm like, what if you don't have any money to move? Like, everybody can't just move tomorrow. You know, so I have to go for a two squat just because of the broke people in the movie. That's all I have to say.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
Bing, bing, bing.
I'll go next. The whole time you were talking, I was visualizing a story I just saw about the man who bought Red Fox's house. And apparently Red Fox is still in the house. The guy, he's going to move. And so, because Fred's like, why are you in my house? Why are you touching my stuff? And so because based on that, I give it two squawks also.
You got two squawks.
Bing, bing.
Two squawks. Anybody else voting?
My team, where y'all at? Vote my team.
I need my team to vote for you. This is election night. We use the squawk.
Well, I want to give a squawk. I want to give at least two squawks because this is Grant. I want to give at least two squawks because I want to be the exorcist when they go out the house. So you get two squawks from me.
We got three squawks. Actually, two squawks and one at least two squawks. So I don't know if that's a four squawk or a six squawk, but we're going
to
go with
one,
two
six.
Squawks.
I'm keeping count.
Went to six. Okay, okay. We're doing some extra squawks in there. And then
okay.
Solomon Battle,
right.
We're just going to throw him in there. Mr. Collins,
I don't know.
Solomon ain't said nothing.
Solomon ain't said nothing. He ain't said nothing.
I think he's afraid to squawk. You know, people have to stay in the circle, so they just give us
squawkophobia.
A squawk. Yes, yes.
He's got squawkophobia.
I think so.
He's got squawkophobia.
So.
Come on, Solomon.
No. He's too afraid to give a bad squawk. You know, that's when you need your job kind of like, I'm just going to give two squawks.
So,
right.
So Solomon, he's not on the phone. He's gone.
Solomon, oh, we got Solomon here. Go ahead, Solomon. They want to say how many squawks you get, too.
See, that judge just put a gun to the man's head. But you see, he's like, "Where are they going?"
I
say, "Don't you do that? Don't you do?"
Vote. They did a Hillary on them. You better vote.
You better vote.
There you go.
All right. So I thought it was pretty cool. I liked the story. I really, really liked the story. I thought it was cool. And so you want me to give a squawk, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
So I'm going to reserve my squawk because my squawk tends to get me in trouble. So I'm going to reserve my squawk. You know what I mean? But you know, if I were somebody else, I would totally give it two squawks. That's what I would.
Okay, well,
right.
It's like American Idol. I gotta say you four.
Yeah,
you know
was,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the extra squawk.
You know, if I was Solomon Powell, I'd go ahead and give it two squawks for you. And you can
now
come.
You can now come
to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what was the reasoning for the two squawks? Like, what was the two squawk reason?
The reason why I gave it two squawks is it just made me laugh. I thought it was hilarious. Vampire with diabetics, a diabetic vampire. I can't even see that. All you got to do is he sucks the blood of somebody with candy. All he do is eat candy, and he died, and vampire died because he's diabetic. Oh, I think that's hilarious. Dealing with chocolate bars, I think that's hilarious. I think that's hilarious. Yeah, so I totally like that. I like that. I totally and completely like that. And plus, Daryl Grohl is my boy, so I have to give him two squawks plus a squawk and a half.
Okay.
That lost count.
All right.
So how many squawks
I think
is
we
that?
Have
you
five,
get two squawks.
I think that's five and a half squawks.
So you got five and a half squawks.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
but
what's
like the squawk limit to, you know, to get moved to Vegas?
Ten squawks is what you got to go
to
get.
Okay, so you need four and a half more squawks.
You need four and a half more squawks.
I think what you need to do, Daryl, is you need to
if
post,
you need four and a half
text,
more friends.
You need to tweet. Right, that's what I'm saying. Post,
oh, yeah.
Text, tweet. You need some more squawks.
I'm not going to text or tweet. I'm going to Nabuki. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're
okay,
doing.
You
know?
Okay, that's right. Nabuki, but you needed four and a half more squats to get you to the
oh, well, I can assist you in that, Daryl. I've got my son here, and we can go ahead and get two squats for him.
Okay, but we need to speak. Hey, this is a vote. This is a vote.
Yeah,
we need to take your word for it. They have to vote. We have to speak to them directly and make sure they're giving us two squats.
Yeah, because
well,
see what happened was we know that Grant knows how to throw his voice and make it sound like other people. So Grant,
oh,
you got
yeah.
Oh, I got the Queen of England on the phone, and she said she's got two squawks.
Recount.
That's a grand side of him. We want to give Daryl at least two squawks. We'll get him in there.
I think this is rigged. It's rigged.
I think it's rigged. I think it's really
uh-oh.
Rigged.
They called over.
But these
Daryl.
Are the kinds of things that we want to bring out at Punch TV Studios we want people to be able to tell these wonderful stories and really have an impact on society. There are so many wonderful stories that could be told and should be told and that should be out there. And, of course, at Punch, we're going to tell a lot of wonderful stories. And then we've got to do other things like the vampire movie here that you do, you know, and you do that just because it's fun. And people will probably turn out to see that movie, I'm sure. And you just do those things for fun. So I want to, you know, just really encourage everybody to tell your friends, tell everybody, you should become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. This is one of those rare times in history. And we are truly making history with our IPO. We are truly making history. And some people, they got on, they got it right away. They understood it right away. And they started buying stock right away. And people have been buying stock in our company ever since. And we're truly making history. On last night's show, we had the general manager of WCSN in Columbus, Ohio, on the show, and she was saying how excited people are to see Punch TV live. We went live and began broadcasting there in Columbus, Ohio, on channel 32.4, and she was saying how excited people are to be able to watch Punch TV down there, and it's so refreshing because we have a lot of different kinds of movies and a lot of different kinds of shows on the network, and it's just totally awesome. I mean, I can't think of anything that's so awesome. And we're doing it right. We're doing it really, really right and really opening the doors to filmmakers and opening doors. And you want to be a part owner of the company that wants to make your film. You want to be a part owner of that company because now you have influence. You know, if you're on the outside and we're constantly trying to pitch to some of the larger companies, well, even if you bought two shares in a larger company, they're not going to listen to you. Whereas in Punch TV Studios, that same investment that it would take you to purchase two shares in Time Warner or AT&T, you can buy a lot of shares in Punch TV Studios and still get the same effect and still get your stories out there and get your movies made. And that's why we wanted to really bring this up. And if you think about how many actors out there who have wonderful talents that never get a break, I mean, you just got to think about that. How many people are out there have wonderful talent and they never get a break? And at Punch TV Studios, you're going to have an opportunity to get a break and be seen in projects that can go all over the place. And that's what's so exciting about this. And people like Evandisa, people like Daryl Gregg and Grant and Solomon and others out there who are in places where they just can't get the work out. You can shoot a wonderful film, but nobody's going to see it. And so Punch TV definitely is interested in partnering with people in bringing those things to light and bringing those things together. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And after this break, we're going to go to sort of the closing segments of this particular show tonight. And hit me!
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
So I want everybody to visit Nabuki.com. If you're selling a book, you want to put your book on Nabuki.com. Let us in. If you have a little, you could open up your own store on Nabuki.com and sell your products and sell your books. We are promoting Nabuki. And we're going to be promoting Nabuki on our TV stations all across the country. And so you want to have your books or your open up your own store on Nabuki and just kind of see how it works for you. And at least that's just one other outlet that's available there. So Daryl, what is it like for actors there in Illinois? I mean, is it tough for them to get a break there in Illinois, or what is that like?
Well, I would say yes, it is very, very, very tough, you know, especially with you know, even the industry changing from, you know, being a DVD world versus being a digital world. It's like, you know, a lot of times you can't even get the break now because they're not giving the deals with actors like they used to, because it's even hard to sell B movies. And so that's why we're glad you opened up the Nabookie. So even if we create a movie, we can sell our movies on Nabookie. We can sell it on a lot of different platforms that you have prepared for us to do that. So that's a great platform for you to be able to help us become actors and tell our stories on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that we're really excited about what we're doing on the website. We're really excited about all these filmmakers. I just think that, you know, filmmakers should really just embrace what we're doing and put that all together and pool their monies all together with Punch, become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. And ownership is everything. It's one thing to work for someone, and I'm not knocking that at all in any way, but it's something else to own something and to have a team of people that's dedicated to creating wealth for the stockholders. And that's what we're doing at Punch. When you become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, our team is dedicated to creating wealth for you as a stockholder. It doesn't matter if you have one share or 10 million shares, we're dedicated to creating wealth for you as a stockholder. That is what we get up in the morning to do. That's what we're doing every day. And that's how we are. That's what happens in the public world. And the more wealth that we create for our shareholders, the more value that the stock has. And the stock goes up and goes up and goes up. And that gives us more influence in order to do some really, really great things. And just really do some awesome things. So how do you feel about the election?
Well, it is very tough, you know. It's a very close race. It's kind of hard to decipher because, you know, we're dealing with a new era, you know, of politics. You know, we're dealing with someone that has no politics skills, and we're dealing with someone that has a lot of experience. But, you know, and it's just kind of hard to take a whole of what's going on, because we're dealing with a whole new platform. People are talking negative about everybody. So we're dealing in a negative world. So we have to change the way we view things, and we have to try to a lot of people tell me they're not voting because they're not happy with neither one. But you have to vote because there are things that changes by the person who you vote for in your community, for your school, for everything. So you have to actually embrace the system that's in place for you. So those are the things that, you know, that I feel about, and the things I have heard about what people have been talking about the election.
Wow, and I just looked it up right now. It looks like Trump is ahead right now, ahead of Hillary right now.
Yeah.
So that's amazing for right now. Just got the
results.
He's ahead of Hillary, way ahead of Hillary right now. And so this is absolutely amazing. So I want to thank everybody for being on our show tonight. I want everybody to visit us online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And you can become a part owner in Punch TV Studios. Also, visit our awesome website, Nabookie. It's an incredible social media site. And we want everyone to Nabookie.com, NABUKIE.com, Nabookie.com. And it's an incredible show. I want to thank.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.